This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Home Ministry issues security guideline for effective management of lockdown. Guideline restricts public movement from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. except essential tasks. Government determines minimum support price of rice for upcoming fiscal year. Nepal's coronavirus cases reach 8,332 with confirmation of 484 new cases. Health Ministry urges subordinate bodies to collect swabs and carry out tests as per the ministry's guideline. And European Union leaders hold talks on setting up €750 billion recovery fund to deal with the coronavirus crisis. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued a security guideline for the effective management of the lockdown. Issuing the guideline yesterday, Home Ministry has stated that the guideline has been prepared to adopt security alertness as the lockdown has been relaxed since June 15. As per the issued guideline, the public movement from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. except essential tasks has been restricted. Similarly, gatherings of more than 15 people for wedding, birth, funeral and other cultural ceremonies have been prohibited. Likewise, the guideline has restricted gatherings of more than 10 people at one place at one time in the industry's physical infrastructure projects and other productive activities. The guideline also has also urged senior citizens, children, pregnant women and disabled people not to go out without essential work. The guideline further calls for high alertness to the security personnel deployed to implement the order of the Home Ministry. The government has fixed the base price for the rice for the upcoming fiscal year. Addressing a press briefing at Singha Darbar yesterday, Finance Minister and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Yuvaraj Kathiyoda, said the government for the upcoming fiscal year has assigned the base price of rice at 2,735 rupees and 2,885 rupees per quintal depending on the quality of rice. Unveiling the cabinet decision taken on 1st June, Minister Dr. Kathiyoda said the cabinet had decided to allow the industries to import black paper needed for industrial use only after certification from the Department of Industries. Likewise, the cabinet decided to accept the $100 million soft loan from International Development Organization under World Bank with the objective of increasing investment in the energy sector. The cabinet also decided to provide 50% compensation to the tiller of the land under Bayu Guti that comes under the project area of Kolanki Thankot Nagdhunga Tunnelway and close the contract of the Imadol Siddipur Godavari Lubukhola Lamatar Road after completing the black topping of the road. Similarly, the government has decided to retain the land used by National Archive and provide similar amount of land on the other side of the Army Barrack of Chandi Battalion to the Supreme Court for building construction. Likewise, the cabinet has decided to forward the bill designed to amend and integrate public service broadcasting to the Federal Parliament. Likewise, the cabinet has also approved the Local Infrastructure Development Partnership Program Regulation, Nepal Satellite Policy Award Regulation, First Amendment. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 14 15 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to more news now. With the confirmation of 484 new cases, the total number of coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 8,332. According to the regular press brief yesterday, spokesperson of the Health Population Ministry, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, confirmed that 88 female and 338 male were tested positive from the test conducted yesterday. Meanwhile, 58 people have been been declared coronavirus positive in Gandaki province today. Spokesperson Dr. Gautam further said coronavirus infection had now spread to 74 districts. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has urged the subordinate bodies to collect the swabs for the PCR test strictly following the ministry's guidelines. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Gautam further said if the samples from people who do not fall under the criteria of ministry's guidelines were taken, it would lead to the misuse of resources. Likewise, the health ministry has appealed all to regularly wash their hands and use masks as part of the effort to mitigate the risk of coronavirus infection. During the press conference, the Department of Health Services under the health ministry has clarified that there has been no irregularities in the procurement of the medical supplies, including coronavirus kits. Addressing the same media briefing, Health Services Department Management Division Chief Dr. Ramesh Kharel said the procurement was led in open competition following all due process as per the existing laws. Division Chief Dr. Kharel further said the division has enough personal protective equipment for the health practitioners and the reagent for corona tests, saying they have been supplied as per the need. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has said India should open door for bilateral talks by realizing the fact that Nepal updated political map incorporating Kalapani, Lipulek and Limpiadhura in the constitution based on national consensus. Talking to the national news agency RSS and other media yesterday, the Foreign Affairs Minister said there were multiple dimensions of Nepal-India relations and both countries were friends of weal and woes since time immemorial. So any particular issue should not make a difference to the dimensions of the relations between the two countries. The Foreign Affairs Minister said that the problem of border dispute would not have emerged if the two countries had held the meeting of the Foreign Affairs Secretary Level Joint Commission. Minister Gyawali urged China and India to seek solutions via talks on border disputes that have surfaced in the Ladakh area. Gyawali said Nepal was always in favor of peace, stability and regional development. He also said Nepal was saddened with the casualties occurred over border disputes between China and India in Ladakh region. On a query relating to the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, Minister Gyawali said it would be better if it was not It would have been better, rather, if it was not disputed in the ruling Communist Party, but appropriate decisions should now be taken after it was brought into discussion. He also urged all to make remarks on the MCC after proper reading of the documents. Chairman of the ruling Nepal Communist Party, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has said since Nepal is a participant country of the Belt and Road Initiative, it could reap tremendous benefit from the BRI project. Chairman Dahal said BRI was crucial for country's development and prosperity. At a virtual program organized by the school departments of Nepal Communist Party and the Chinese Communist Party yesterday, Chairman Dahal said relations between the two countries were based on peaceful coexistence, respect, sovereign equality and sensitivity. Dahal said the friendship was characterized by mutual trust and relation. Communist Party Chair Dahal made it clear that the party would always support China on Hong Kong and Taiwan issues. Dahal said the Communist Party was ready to work together with the Communist Party of China for common development, prosperity, peace and harmony between China and Nepal. Chairman Dahal said the last visit of the Chinese president was a historic event and it would help give new dimension to the mutual relations. Nepalese staying in London due to the coronavirus lockdown and wishing to return would be now allowed to do so. As per the information provided through Information Collection Support Committee formed at the initiative of Nepali Embassy in London, on Thursday, flights have been confirmed to take the Nepalese from England to Nepal on June 24th and 26th. Spokesperson at the embassy, Sarat Raj Aran, shared that the embassy 2 weeks ago had sent the details of 420 Nepalese willing to return back to Nepal. The Jazeera Airways would operate flights at 2:45 p.m. London time on both days from the Gatwick Airport. Those Nepalese willing to return to Nepal will need to present a negative report of coronavirus test certified by the health worker. The fare of the chartered flight has been determined at £920 along with all the taxes. Likewise, 236 Nepalese, the number once again 236 Nepalese, whose visa term has expired or is expiring, will be coming to Nepal on coming Saturday. They will be coming from South Korea. The Korea Air's chartered flight KC9695 is scheduled to bring them to Nepal. The Nepali embassy in Seoul facilitated to make sure that the flights for those Nepali to return home. Those having their visa terms expired and in dire need of returning home have been included in the flight. Nepal National Entrepreneurs Federation has urged its members to run business only after following minimum criteria for the safety determined by the World Health Organization and the Ministry of Health and Population. Issuing an appeal yesterday, Federation Chair Naresh Katuwal requested all entrepreneurs to follow criteria as cases of coronavirus are increasing day by day, though the government has somehow relaxed the lockdown. It asked all to adopt security alertness as it was compulsion to resume business to save the country's economy. The Federation has appealed to customers and entrepreneurs to maintain minimum social distance, to compulsorily use mask, use sanitizer and wash hands with soap and water. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. India has vowed to defend its border with military force if necessary after 20 of its soldiers were killed in violence with Chinese troops on Monday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says no foreign soldiers are inside Indian borders and no territory has been lost. China has not released any information about its casualties since the clashes occurred at the disputed Himalayan border. The two nuclear powers accuse each other of crossing the poorly demarcated border and provoking the fight. India has said that both sides suffered losses during the fighting in Galwan Valley in the Ladakh region. European Union leaders are holding a video summit focused on an ambitious 750 billion, billion euros European Union recovery fund to deal with the coronavirus crisis. Several northern European nations opposed part of the European Union Commission plan because it means jointly raising 500 billion euros as grants for countries worst hit by the pandemic, notably Italy and Spain. France and Germany back the European Union plan, but no deal is expected. The Commission, which drafts European Union laws, calls the plan Next Generation European Union. The idea is to direct the aid specially at promising areas such as digital and green technologies, not propping up allies in the old industries. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mostly cloudy throughout the country with a chance of moderate and heavy rain in some parts of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping the headlines once again. Home Ministry issues security guideline for effective management of lockdown. Guideline restricts public movement from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Government determines minimum support price for rice for the upcoming fiscal year. Nepal's coronavirus cases reach 8,332 with confirmation of 484 new cases. Health Ministry urges subordinate bodies to collect swabs and carry out tests as per the Ministry's guideline. And European Union leaders hold talks on setting up 750 billion euros recovery fund to deal with the coronavirus crisis in the European Union. Well, that's all the news we have for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.